There's nobody to advocate for her. And so she had to be persistent. So she decided she would be to the judge a pain in the neck. And she constantly bothered him for her request. And finally the judge gave in and said, I'm so sick and tired of this woman bugging me with the same request. Finally, I'll give her the judgment that she wants so I can get her off my back. Now, sometimes we feel like that when we pray. We pray to the Lord about the same thing over and over again. You ever have that one thing or a certain number of things? They're constantly on your prayer list. This is the thing. I'm always praying for this to happen. Now, why do you suppose the Lord wants us to say it over and over again? I mean, he knows what we need before we even ask, right? That's what the scriptures tell us. So why does he want us to pray over and over again? So that, oh, they've only prayed 110 times. When they get to 115, I'm going to say yes. That's not how God works. God has us pray for ourselves to clarify in our mind what it is we want. Because we might start to pray, Lord, just give me $1 million and I'll have no problem. And then we hear stories about these lottery winners whose lives are ruined, and we start to modify our prayer a little bit, say, Lord, just give me enough to pay my mortgage. And then maybe that's really not it. The more we pray, the more we reflect, we might say, no, Lord, just give me enough to get by this month. Just help me out, Lord. We clarify what it is we really need. The Lord already knows what we really need. And when we start to pray that way, that's when the Lord will listen to us and grant us our prayers. It's not because we prayed it over and over, but because in our mind, now we begin to understand what it is we really need, what it is we're really praying for. And that kind of perseverance in prayer that the Lord expects of us is tiring. It's hard work. Get sick of it. You know, Lord, I'm tired of praying this because it's never going to happen, I guess. That's when we need the kind of help that Moses had in the first reading. Here's Moses and Joshua is on the battlefield fighting the Amalekites. And when Moses does this, the Jews start to win. And when he gets tired, they start to lose. So Aaron is there with another guy holding up his arms, helping him to hold his arms up so that the Israelites can get the better of the battle. When we are battling the forces of our world, the forces of our problems, the forces of those things that bother us, we need someone to help us hold up our hands in prayer. We need prayer partners. We need people to pray with. We need people to pray for us. Now, here at our parish, we have a prayer list. If you have something you really need, please feel free to add your name to the list of people that we're all praying for. But do you have someone that you know that you can pray with? If you are married, ideally, you and your spouse should have a prayer life together, lifting each other up during times of trouble, praying for them, holding up each other's arms in the midst of the battle. But maybe you have a close friend, and all that you talk to that friend about is news, sports, and weather. By the way, is there a sports thing going on right now? I pay attention to that. But maybe it's time to talk to that friend about, you know what, can you pray for me for this? Because I'm not getting anywhere with the Lord. Do you have that kind of relationship? If you don't, you should. And there are relationships you can develop that way here at the parish. We have men's groups like the Knights of Columbus or our That Man Is You program Saturday mornings. There are women's groups that get together for book studies and women's groups that get together for CCW and Bible and Breakfast. All these groups are people who, like faith, want to pray for each other and help each other out. All of us need those people to hold up our arms in prayer so that we can persevere as the Lord asks us to. Pray always, St. Paul says. It's tiring sometimes, but with the help of each other, with help of fellow Christians, and with clarity of what it is we really need, then we will find the Lord answering our prayers, giving us the justice that we seek, that the widow sought from the judge. That justice may not be exactly what we want, but it is the right answer to prayer because God wills it so. So let's none of us flag and tire. Let us all continue to pray for our needs and especially for the needs of one another. Have a relationship with a person or people that you can pray with and pray for. And in that way, the Lord will answer our prayers and our thoughts will be clear as to how we must serve him and so that the kingdom of God can grow among us.